Chapter 24, Right and Wrong Confessions. For a long time, I was confused over the fact that in my own life and the lives of others, there was a continual sense of defeat and failure. I prayed for the sick. I knew that the Bible was true, and I searched diligently to find the leakage. One day, I saw Hebrews 4:14, that we are to hold fast our confession, profession in the Authorized Version. In the third chapter of Hebrews, I discovered that Christianity is called the Great Confession. I asked myself, what confession am I to hold fast? I am to hold fast to my confession of the absolute integrity of the Bible. I am to hold fast to the confession of the redemptive work of Christ. I am to hold fast to my confession of the new creation, of receiving the life and nature of God. I am to hold fast to the confession that God is the strength of my life. I am to hold fast to the confession that surely he hath borne my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and that by his stripes I am healed. I found it very difficult to hold fast to the confession of perfect healing when I had pain in my body. I made the discovery that I had been making two confessions. I had been confessing the absolute truthfulness of the Word of God, and at the same time, I was making a confession that I was not healed. If you had said, "Do you believe that by his stripes you are healed?" I would have said, "Yes, sir, I do." But in the next breath, I would have said, "But the pain is still there." The second confession nullified the first. In reality, I had two confessions. First, a confession of my perfect healing and redemption in Christ, and second, that the redemption and healing was not a fact. Then came the great battle to gain the mastery over my confession, until I learned to have but one confession. If I confess that my God shall supply every need of mine, I must not nullify that confession by saying, "Yes, God supplies my needs, but I cannot pay my rent. I cannot pay the telephone bill." Faith holds fast to the confession of the Word. Sense knowledge holds fast to the confession of the physical evidences. If I accept physical evidences over against the Word of God, I nullify the Word as far as I am concerned. But I hold fast to my confession that God's Word is true, that by His stripes I am healed, that my God does supply my needs. I hold fast to that confession in the face of apparent contradictions, and He is bound to make good. Many believers have failed when things became difficult because they lost their confession. While the sun was shining brightly, their confessions were vigorous, strong, and clear. But when the storms came, the testings came, and the adversary was taking advantage of them, they gave up their testimony. Every time that you confess disease and weakness and failure, you magnify the adversary above the Father, and you destroy your own confidence in the Word. You are to hold fast to your confession in the face of apparent defeat. You are to study the Word until you know what your rights are, and then hold fast to them. Some make confessions without any foundations. Then the adversary whips and beats them badly. You are to find out what your rights are. For instance, you know that he says, "Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases." Now, you can make your confession. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors." There you can make your confession. "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." You can make your confession here. Stand by your confession through thick and thin, through good report and evil. You know that your confession is according to the Word. Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony."